And one.
We're back.
And we're back.
All
right. Sure, David.
Mark, no one's asking. No one's talking.
No one's talking to you.
I was just
dude.
Here chilling on in your room in your new like little apartment, studio apartment, and then you just came in out of nowhere, dude. What the heck?
Let's be real. It is just a room.
Well, yeah, that's true. A studio is literally just the room. Well,
but a studio is a nice room, though.
You know what? This is a very nice room, but a studio is a nice room with a kitchen and a bathroom that barely have doors to separate each other.
Just something.
Yeah, this is literally just the room, though. There's literally a random room out of a house.
Exactly. Someone probably got killed here.
Yeah. Ain't no hate, though. This is a nice neighborhood, though. A nice house and everything.
Do you realize, like, I went to Tracy yesterday, and I was like, I'm only 10 minutes away from home, though.
Yeah.
Versus the other 30 minutes I would have taken to get back.
Yeah, no, seriously. I know, like, bro, it's such a gift to, like, live in Manteca and to have work in Tracy.
You realize there's no homeless people here. There's no crime. Manteca is wonderful.
Yeah, you know, there is homeless people, but that's, like, more, like, in the main part of the city where, like the bowling alley is, like, Target and all those, like highly trafficked areas. But even then, there's not all that many either.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not really there.
Yeah, it's not rampant like freaking Stockton. Like, every other block is a homeless person.
I freaking, because I do all my shopping here.
Oh, yeah. You used to, huh?
I still do, yeah, but. Yeah. Freaking, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, today we are talking about Death Note, like the anime series versus the movie. Yeah,
That's a.
It's a very broad topic.
You know what's weird? I saw the movie first.
Yeah, which was disappointing me severely.
Yeah, because a friend of mine had told me about it, right? It's like, oh, Death Note is a really good anime. Like, they're going to make a movie out of it on Netflix. It's going to be cool. So then I watched the movie. And, the movie was just like, this is weird. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
Then I watched the anime. I was like, wow. Fundamentally, bro, they got every single character wrong.
Exactly.
It was like did whoever made the movie, did you watch the anime?
They just saw, oh, Death Note. It's a notebook that you sign names and you die, you know.
Exactly.
It's pretty much like, it was Rick and Morty's, you know, movie adventures or whatever.
Just to improvise. But even, yeah, like, exactly. even then, because, like, I could get it. There's a lot in anime, right? You have to always, you have to put in there.
Yeah, I guess. But then, you know, it's Netflix. Like, if you make a good, like you know, half a movie, like, divide into two or three parts even, then if you do a good enough job, they're going to bring you back. You know, bring you back, you can get more money for the same idea. You know, then you're gonna make everyone happy. You're good to go, right? But that's not what they did. That's not what they did at all. They freaking, they butchered everything from Light Yagami to... No, actually, I think, like, literally the only part that was somewhat, like, kept to the main source material was Ryuk, the Death God, honestly. But even then, that's just a stretch on my part.
Well, I think a lot of that just goes to, like, Defoe.
Yeah.
What he is just as a person.
He's just naturally crazy.
His craziness transcends into that character where you're like, I kind of like this guy.
Exactly.
But like the thing with like the anime, because the anime is very cat and mouse. You always kind of feel like Light's always a few steps ahead of L.
Yeah, but then like all of a sudden L will do something that proves that he's probably like a step.
Yeah, he'll flip it on his head where like the whole time he always knew he was going to go somewhere with that. Where, like, in the movie, L is, like, Lakeith
he's
Stanfield.
They try to make him quirky, I think, no?
Not quirky, but almost whiny.
Whiny?
He has, like a Hayden Christensen thing going on. And, yeah. That's no knock to Lakeith, because...
Yeah, he's a fine actor.
It's sometimes the material you're working with.
Yeah.
You don't really know.
It's not his fault at all. It's not his fault.
And we don't really know if he's a fan of that either, right? Because if he would have came in and like, bro, you are getting this character wrong, like on every level.
Yeah.
Like, let me put some work into this.
I feel like it's more like, you know, like the Disney glasses. You know, like if you gain like a part in a Disney or Marvel film, and you know, you're not gonna say no because freaking it's Disney and Marvel. You know, like it opens up all these doors. So I imagine, you know, at this point, Netflix is like at its highest peak. You know, they freaking dropping all these killer movies, all these killer shows, you know? So, like, the fact that Netflix reaches out to you and asks, hey, would you want to do a show with us? You know, you'd imagine, you know, like, hey, you know, this could be, like, the biggest break for me. You know, I'm going to be in every other movie ever. I'm going to make millions of dollars a month. And, you know, I'm going to be fantastic. But, no, it's not at all what we got out of this.
So,
know?
Like... So
that's just what I'm thinking, you know, maybe his thought process could have been.
Yeah, but, and then the other thing going with that, too... right, with the whole Disney thing.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, with Disney movies, and I see this problem, too, with anime,
yeah.
right, is the idea of, like, if we put this character in here right now,
yeah,
everyone's like gonna, everyone's gonna go nuts, right? Like, everyone's gonna go nuts, because, like, L showed up on the screen, and then Ryuk, and then Light. It's just, like, the quality of the character isn't there. It's just, you think, if I put him out there now in whatever suit they're supposed to be in, we get the clap break, and then everyone's like, it was the best, it was amazing, and then you just don't realize, like, oh, nothing actually happened.
I know. But then, like, you gotta imagine, like, what, like, I feel we've talked about this a couple times on the pod, you know, we always ask the same question, like, what is running through these, like the producers, the directors, or whoever set this up, whoever set up this whole shebang, what is going through their mind, you know, like, they know that there's this, like, this entire show of material out there, like, why don't they just, you know, nut up, stack up, strap up, whatever, and just, like, you know, get some people, pay them to watch the movie, pay them to watch, you know, the show, I mean, to, like, you know, have a better source material for the movie, because, of course, there's the manga, but, you know, I myself don't read manga much. You, what about you, Mark? You read the manga?
I haven't read a manga since, probably Pokemon?
Pokemon?
Yeah, I read a couple Pokemon mangas.
That's dope. Yeah, I remember, like, the only manga I've ever read, I think, was Kingdom Hearts.
And that was, oh, like, and yeah, and the Kingdom Hearts one too, yeah.
Exactly, you know. But then it's like, it's a lot more time consuming than it is to be like watching a show.
Well, there's there's a different transition to it.
Yeah.
Of course, because you have, like with a TV show, you could draw stuff out. That's why I always feel like it's hard for an anime to adapt to just one singular movie.
Yeah, because there's a lot, right? It's like, it's not like even just like the amount of content on there. Sure, it's a lot, but it's a lot more of like what you're showing on screen and how you're showing it. You know, because, like, in the anime, even just the intro, you see, like, a lot of religious symbolism and a lot of, like, foreshadowing, you know? And then, like, that's a lot of, like, camera angles, coloring.
And, yeah, there's a lot of subliminal stuff in there.
Yeah, it's beautifully, like, done, right?
Like so somebody could just, like, overlook at it and go, I've watched this 9 times, and I know that means something.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened, but it will.
It will.
And then I'm going to be like, ha! See, I told you, and then everyone around them was like, no one ever cared. No one ever cared, dude.
Exactly. But then, like, let's say you try to make that exact same, like, recreate that scene in live action, you know, I don't think it's gonna have the same feel. Because actors, you know, are actual people, human beings, and they have, like, their own way of doing, like, certain characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then an anime character, you know, it's a thing, it's an object. You manipulate it the way you want it. So it's really done exactly to the, like, microscopic level to how your envision is, right? So if you want to, like, express and show how sad this character is, but at the same time manipulative, there's a way to draw that in anime, right? And you most likely get it done right, like, 100% of the time. But if you do it live action, you have to rely on the director to portray how he wants the character done properly, and then you have to rely on the actor to portray that, like, emotion properly himself with the direction of the director. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the other thing too is, like, it's a lot more impressive when you're doing it with an anime, right? Because it's all drawn.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Akira?
I have not. I still haven't. I've been lagging on that.
So, honestly, like, in Akira, they drew it to look like a real movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, they would do stuff with, like, a zoom shot, and then, like, the camera would focus out as it was going in, but they, you know, draw it that way, and then you'd animate facial features to look like that. You could do that with a movie. But the only thing with the movie, because it's live action, it's already kind of done for you, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you could put a camera on somebody and do that, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're like, this is any movie, right?
It's every any movie.
Yeah. With an anime, it's a lot more impressive to do it. Plus, too, with an anime, you can draw that stuff out, right?
Yeah.
You know, like a scene where somebody's dying, and you just have them, like, have the blood come out of their mouth and, like, the opera music in the background, like, everything, like, it really draws out. In a movie, it just doesn't, it'll be too cheesy, right? Because it'll be drawn out. Yeah, it'll be too hard to do. That's, like, the big thing with the anime to transition to live action. I think that's why it really has never worked.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was thinking this earlier, you know, like, when I came up with this idea, the topic to talk about, that I thought there was one movie that pulled it off just fine. It wasn't like a masterpiece or anything.
Dragon Ball Evolution?
Yeah, exactly. You got me.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Evolution. He became a werewolf monkey, and he was serving a Piccolo the whole time. You know, it was beautifully done.
Can I be honest? I like that movie. I don't care what anyone says.
I mean, I guess...
That movie's like 4 minutes long. nothing happens in it. It just like it just breezes by.
It's just mindless
chatter. It really is just mindless. It's just background noise.
Yeah, no, that movie's terrible. But anyways, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, I don't remember exactly which movie I was thinking about, but I did think of another example of like how I think live adaptations can be done somewhat properly, because like I remember seeing like this one like YouTube video flying around, like on Instagram, saying like, you know, like it was like little quotes and stuff saying like oh you know, studios can't even get live animation scenes done right, but these guys on a YouTube budget got it done in 5 minutes. It was like these like it was pretty much like My Hero Academia.
They did their own fan film.
Yeah, that like little fan film in the My Hero Academia universe. Right. And it was freaking amazing. You know, like the action scene was just like exactly how. I mean, the acting was like, you know, subpar. Cause,
well,
you know,
for a fan film, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like literally, it was freaking amazing compared to anything we ever had or have now. You know, because like the action scenes were seamless. It transitioned just like an anime would, and even like the dialogue, like the pacing of it. Even though it was, like, in English, you know, like, it's still paced in, like, just like an English dub would, which I'm like, dude, like, these guys nailed it on the head. Like, give these guys the job.
Well, you know what it is, too?
What's up?
It's all creative control. Those guys can take, like, they could take 3 years to do that. If you give them a Netflix show, Netflix is like, I want this done in a year. Like, this needs to be, like, and plus, we need to have, like, scenes ready for a trailer. We need to, you know what? We had a focus group today look at it, and we feel like maybe we should actually make Goku a woman. What it is, you add politics to it, because there's bigger money on the line. It's a good and a bad thing, right? It's good because maybe you could get some justice out of it.
Yeah.
For
but
something out of
get
a character.
The right people, though, I feel like no,
they never do.
They never get the right people
because but the budget's always like $10, right? For some reason, it's just like no one watches. No one watches Death Note, right? No. And you're like, bro, everybody loves Death Note.
Yeah, exactly. Like, here's the best thing you can do, like, to solve that problem right there, like, about, like, finding, like, a focus group. Just go to any comic book store, any Barnes & Nobles, the mall, whatever, man, and just go and be like, hey, do you like anime? Have you watched Sosun Show? Would you like to tell me what you think of this live adaptation? And they'll just jump at the... They don't...
You don't even need to do that, bro. You just go online.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, like, you know, if you're willing to put, like, an increment of effort into it, yeah, like, you know, just go online and just throw that question out there. People will be jumping at the chance to see, you know, Death Note live adaptation, First Note. Then they'll say, I hate this movie so much. Fix this, and that. I don't know how that works. How would that work, Mark? Like, if you were an anime fan, or you, since you're a fan of the show, right?
Yeah.
How would you go about fixing freaking Death Note? You know, like that.
First off with the movie, man, you cannot make it one movie.
Yeah.
It has to be like either a TV show itself.
Yeah.
Right? That's like 10 episodes and you do like two seasons.
Yeah.
Or you make like a trilogy out of it and just break that entire show down to like three movies. Right? Because when it goes from Light's getting the book and actually talking with Ryuk, and then he's actually like adapting to the book, and then after L finds out about it and they're doing the whole cat and mouse stuff with it,
yeah,
that stuff needs to be, that alone is like a movie itself.
Yeah,
that's before we even realize that Ryuk is a god and there's like this whole another anatomy of it going on, right?
Yeah,
you can't chop that stuff up, but it gets chopped up because it's like it's quickness, right? It's quantity over quality, which at that point you go, well, I don't like it anyways, right? It's the Mulan problem. It's the Lion King problem. It's everything. It's, hey, we're going to put this character right in front of you and you like it and buy everything. And then people realize, like, after the second time, you're like, this movie sucks. it was never good. That's what you got to do. You got to go long form with it. And but look, bro, I know the idea is that people don't want to do that, but I don't believe that anymore. People watch an entire season of Stranger Things in one weekend.
Not even. They'll sit down, order a pizza from Grubhub, and they'll just sit down. Like, just one sitting, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it always seems like it's the, like, no, you know, nobody wants to sit down and watch a show.
That's all we want to do.
It's like, I did.
Yeah, we every single human being, or like from in a first world country, I'd assume, you know, wants it is an escape from reality.
Where we,
you know,
have TVs.
Yeah, exactly. Where God bless us all.
Third world country, that's your guys' problem. Get some TVs.
Exactly. God didn't bless you guys that little magic boxes with miniature humans around.
God doesn't love you enough.
God bless America. No one
he didn't,
else.
He didn't grant you the ability to have advanced technology. You guys are all still running around with sticks and throwing spirit fish.
Oh, Jesus.
Like Apocalypto.
Oh, man. How do we go off into these random... Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it did. It's those people should watch Death Note.
There you go, yeah. It always comes back around to watching Death Note. Yeah, no, but freaking...
Oh, I was going to say... You know what would be a cool anime to adapt, though?
What's
up? What was the name of it?
I would assume it would have to be a short anime.
Ghost in the Shell. But, like, for real, not the Scarlett Johansson one. Like a legit one.
We got that, bro. We got that.
Yeah, we didn't. But, by the way, too, man, there's some movies where you watch it. At least I have this problem. After I see it, I'm like, I don't... It's almost like I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Because I took no information from it. I got no value from it.
Seriously.
Like, the third act happened. I don't know what happened. I'm not even sure if there was going to be... That's what that Ghost in the Shell was. But Ghost in the Shell should get one. Neon Flux.
Oh, that's... I remember seeing... Wait, it did get one. And it was terrible also.
Did it? What about...
Yeah. It was like the really old cartoon, right? Like,
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Neon Genesis Evangelion? No, yeah. I didn't get nothing.
That should probably get one, too.
Yeah, definitely.
One Piece, maybe.
Nah. Oh. These are all good ideas, but they're bad ideas at the same time. Because I know they'll just ruin it. Because One Piece, my guy, is still going on. It's like plus 600 episodes, close to 1,000, I think.
Isn't there like a way where you could make a live action that at least covers what happens in the first season?
I would say just a bunch of time skips, I guess. You know?
No, but like a part where you could cut it off healthily and be like, okay, well, at least we got this part of the story.
I mean, I guess you could like kind of make like a three episode series for One Piece, where freaking I guess where the crew starts coming together, where Luffy starts finding like everyone. I think he finds Zoro first, then he finds Sanji.
Yeah, like if you were cutting off right when the crew. Maybe after the crew has got together and had their big fight.
Yeah, like their like final fight where like they're all fighting together. Yeah. Well, like, at least the main one from the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first season was Zoro, Sanji, Usopp. I forget the girl's name. The map lady, the map girl.
I haven't watched like a crazy amount of One Piece, but like the stuff I have, I like first season probably.
How long ago?
Probably within the year.
Yeah, and you were hating on me a couple months ago for watching One Piece.
Well, yeah, I'd like making you feel bad.
Well, I mean, you don't. You're just a dickhead.
No. You're like, you know what? I'm not gonna watch One Piece anymore.
I mean, I haven't for like years now because like just the sheer number of episodes scared me away. You know, but it's like, a great show though.
Is it like The Simpsons where you're like, bro, I'm not gonna catch up anymore?
Pretty much, honestly, because like now there's so much going on, and like I see these YouTube clips of One Piece that look amazing. But, like, there's so many other shows that I like watching. There's so many things I'm still doing, like, in the real world to sit down and watch One Piece, you know? And there's just not enough time for all that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's still a part of me that wants to watch some parts of Pokemon.
Yeah, but not the whole thing.
It's like, I'm two generations down.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with Pokemon anymore.
Yeah. That's how I feel with freaking Dragon Ball Z Super, honestly.
Yeah, but, and then, too, like, you... Some like you'll watch a show and then you'll be like, this feels like homework.
Because
I feel like I'm trying to catch up to it. Like I'm not like, if you're a kid,
yeah,
and you had all the time, you're like, bro, I have like 600 episodes of One Piece. Like I'm never not gonna get up. But now I'd be like, oh crap, that's gonna take me like 3 months.
I know, but it is a great show nonetheless, though. Mm. But
Demon Slayer should get a live action.
Oh, bro, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer actually be. That actually pretty good. That show has a pretty good pace to it.
It does, you know, because I don't know though. That's what I'm saying, Mark. Like, all these are good ideas, but at the same time, like I said, I know they'll just ruin it. So it's all just bad ideas at the end of the
day. Well, first, Netflix shouldn't have Demon Slayer.
Why not? I feel Netflix would be the only ones like capable to do any of this.
They're like 0-3 with it, so yeah. I'd say no.
Yeah, have you seen any other of their live action anime movies?
Because
they have.
I think Bleach. I've seen the
They got Bleach on there, and they got.
Didn't they do an Attack on Titan one?
I don't think Netflix did that one, but yeah, there is a movie out there. But also they did Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, that's the name I was thinking of earlier.
Yeah, no. Actually, you know what? There is I think one or two live action movies of Death Note already out there. Like,
I know there's a Japanese one already.
Yeah.
No. But like, if you give it to like, maybe like a Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Why yeah. Warner Brothers? Well, because Warner Brothers could get bigger names. Like Netflix could get big names, but the thing with Netflix is that like when they get a big name, that's it for the year, right? Like, for example, like,
The Witcher? Henry Cavill?
Yeah. Okay, so, like, you have your Witcher, but I don't even think The Witcher's, like, a thing like that. Like, if you were to get...
Well, in the prime of Henry Cavill, like, right after Superman and Justice League and all that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd assume, like, he'd be worth big moolah, you know, big dinero.
Weirdly enough, I don't think that show's ever... Like, that show really hasn't done anything for him.
The Witcher?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it'd do anything for him, honestly, but it's still, like, all right. You know, I enjoyed it.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you get, like... Warner Brothers get involved.
Yeah.
They could get, like, Nolan. They really? Could get Spielberg. Huh. Right? I feel like Netflix really couldn't do that. They could get, like, the guys just underneath those guys. Where they could get, like, David Fincher or David Lynch.
Yeah.
But you could get, like, someone... Like, if imagine, like, if Nolan could do Akira.
Yeah.
Or...
Wasn't there talks? Who was...
Yeah, well, he was...
TD, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, honestly, that movie's been passed around so much, but it started with Nolan.
Yeah.
But Nolan was like, I don't want to do a trilogy. I'm not doing that. I just did one.
Yeah, so they're pretty much like looking for money.
And like, so no, they gave it to Taika Waititi, and then Taika Waititi was like, I want to do this with this, and I want to do it, this with the anime, and like, I want to stick with it and being rated R. And they're like, no. So like, well, then never mind then. Yeah. So it'll jump around. But like with Netflix, I feel like you'll get somebody just like Death Note to do that. Yeah. So I'd rather give it to a bigger studio that has more pool anyways.
I feel like Taika Waititi would do a good job at it.
Like, if you were to do Demon Slayer, let's get Peter Jackson on there.
Peter Jackson.
What he did the Lord of the Ring movies.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like that'd be a good fit.
Yeah, like, he's been out of it long enough, I think, where he maybe creatively...
Yeah.
He'll be like I'm up for doing practical stuff again.
Yeah.
And like, Demon Slayer is not... It's not like Lord of the Rings, where it's super complex, and there's all these characters and...
Yeah.
Creatures and stuff like that, but you can make the world big.
I'd be afraid though, like for Demon Slayer, they would just like have a bunch of cutscenes, like for the action sequences, just a bunch of cuts everywhere, all over the place.
That's why you got to get like a really good like cinematographer to do that.
Yeah, and they're
freaking get like the Raid guys, dude.
Oh yeah, those guys are seamless. Yeah, freaking action scenes right there.
You could pull, bro. Warner Bros. Could pull those guys easily.
Like, hey, you want to come to America?
Yeah. Abrams has enough pull with those guys. He, I mean, they got to do Star Wars with him, so...
Yeah.
Maybe.
There you go. Man, now you got me like a nerd boner right now going here. I got this football in my lap, just trying to block it out.
Did you say football?
Or basketball, whatever.
What is your problem, dude?
I'm channeling Brendan's spirit here. I'm channeling Brendan's spirit over here, alright?
The arrogance of not knowing what a different ball is?
Oh, I'm getting something. Mark, I'm getting something. Shut up, nigga. Oh, Brendan. Brendan, are you there, Brendan?
Are you tapping into Brendan right now?
Shut up. Leave my talking to me alone. Brendan's here, guys.
What's remember Umbrella Academy? When the,
Ben.
Yeah, and, Ben can take over Claus's body.
Yeah. No, I was going to say we're going to be like those YouTubers where like the 3 a.m. YouTubers were like, oh my god, guys, it's It the Clown. If you want to see him, click like right now, smash the subscribe button, you know, and like we're going to be those
You
guys
do that
now.
Too well.
Well, and here's the thing. I've been, like, spamming, or, like, I've been, like,
You've been watching too much?
Not those guys, but I'm watching this one guy who, like, who reviews those guys', like, channels and videos, personalities. And, you know, he does it, like, sarcastically.
You've gone down too far of rabbit hole, Brendan.
I did.
If you're watching reviews on videos that you used to watch.
What? I never used to watch those videos.
You said they're doing reviews of those videos.
No. The guy, he does, like, reviews on the people and, like, and their videos.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he gives his little commentary. Oh, it's part of the commentary community. You know how like, they, like, watch the videos, retarded. But anyways, like, so what was, like, the one piece that irritated you the most about, like, the Death Note?
Mm.
Like, live action compared to, like, the, compared to the anime, you know?
I think L being whiny, being out in public, too.
Yeah, you mean Light?
No, L. The L? Actual detective.
Yeah, he was pretty whiny, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was,
but, like little, too, there was a part where, like, he goes out in public, where I was, like, the first of the L in the anime wouldn't do that, right? Yeah. He's a lot smarter.
Antisocial.
Yeah. Plus, he's smart enough as a detective to not do that.
Yeah. And but plus, his whole thing, his whole shtick is that he wants to keep his identity secret from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not going to just go out there with his mask on and then take his mask off, like, right after that. As soon as he meets Light.
Because you can't go back to being in the recluse, right? Yeah. And I feel like in that show, well, in the show, man, he handled pressure pretty well. Yeah. Right? He always had an idea or an option for something.
Yeah.
And this one, it kind of felt like he was a weight.
Yeah, and no matter what hits he took from whatever angle, he would just roll with them. And like, yeah, he would instantly start analyzing the situation.
Right.
But then, like, in the show... And then, like, also, like, the thing that hurt to me the most was, like, the relationship Light and L had. Because, you know, in the show, you see, like, they... You know, Light is, like, thinking that he's much more smarter than L. And, I mean, I guess at the end of the show, he kind of is, you know, but... But, you know, like, they have this, like, one-on-one relationship where they're just fighting each other constantly. They're on par with each other. And they just have, like, this superficial friendship that they both know that they're lying to each other, but they can't exactly prove it.
Right.
And they can't go right out and accuse each other, like, just yet. So, while Light is, like, dodging all these things that L is setting up for him to hit, L is smart enough to know that Light is also smart enough to stay cool under pressure and not hit those notes. So he has to look for even notes that... You know, he sit up on the side that Light always he knew. So it's just like a, like you said, cat and mouse, always bouncing back and forth. You know, but they at the end, you know, like they still had like somewhat of a friendship on L's side.
Yes.
Yeah. L did consider Light to be his like actual friend the whole time. Yeah,
like and it was like the only friend he really had.
Yeah, even though he had like major suspicions of Light being like, you know, Kira
mm-hmm.
or Kira. And then freaking you compare that to the movie. Right off the bat, freaking in the cafe scene, he's yeah. like, you did this, this, and that. You did this, this, and that. How'd you do it? I know you killed them all. How'd you do it? And he's like, you'll never know. I'll never tell. No. And it's like, what the hell just happened here?
The thing is, too, like, the gods just totally, they just dismissed all of it.
I know. And then they made them to, like, warrior gods, I think? Like, warrior death gods or something?
All I know is that they were in some weird elephant graveyard, chilling there. Yeah,
yeah. Also, like I think they just like twisted Ryuk's entire personality, you know? Because in the show, he just does not care about anything. He just wants to observe the human world.
Yeah, he's bored.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I see what you did, and he's literally just observing. He's not doing anything unless Light asks him to, and even then, he has to like. Convince him or like bribe him with apples, right? In the show, and then they have like their own little relationship where like,
what's her name? Misa?
Misa, oh god, and then Misa, dude. Yeah. What was her name in the show or in the movie?
Wasn't it still just Misa?
Was it Misa? I don't know, I forgot honestly, but yeah, like even their relationship, but you know, because like going back to like Ryuk, how like in the movie he was actively trying to like hurt Light's like in like a situation and like get in front of his way of finding out L's real name to kill L. But then I'm like, that Ryuk wouldn't do that. Ryuk is just a death god who's bored. He'd be intrigued with the hunt. He'd be like, oh, nice job, Light, you know, you got his name, congratulations, now what? But then I don't know, I'm just irritated. No,
it when you take away aspects like that, right? Yeah. Now as a fan you go, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? You feel like the one thing you were, you know, we got a movie. And it's not right. Exactly. Right? It's gotta be infuriating.
Everything about it is wrong.
Get the crap out of my movie.
Freaking Mark D. I still have a flashback to those pods, dude. I'm gonna re-listen to that pod again. I swear to God. That's hella funny.
I haven't listened to that one.
Just to hear you rant again and be like, get that merch out of my movie. Yeah. This man was dying of anger.
That's my death note.
He was choking on the foam of his mouth, just full of rage.
What did I do wrong to have that happen?
I don't know. You did something, though. This is your karma,
I don't know what happened, dude.
Something and we all happened. Paid for it. We all paid for your mistakes.
No, you guys, you liked it.
Well, I liked it just because, like, one specific scene. Like,
I'm pretty sure power. You were like, bro, it's like a B.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, like, for me, it's more the attitude, like, I'll take what I can get now. Honestly, like, I'm past all the rage. I'll just, you know, like, I'm like, you know what?
Oh, you're good. I'm glad for you. I'm glad you're past all the rage now. I genuinely, like, this is a good thing about The Mandalorian now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? I don't care about the sequel trilogy.
No?
No, I just it's just there. I'm so glad we have The Mandalorian.
Oh, but that helped you get past your rage?
Yeah, I was like, oh, they made up for it. Cool.
Nice. They finally got it all together. Yeah. Anything else you could think of that like got you like that just stood out to you? Like,
You know what's weird? Like, the actual Death Note stuff,
yeah.
I would have at least thought if you're going to do live action, maybe you get a little more creative with it.
Yeah.
It got real, Full Destination. Remember that movie?
Full Destination?
Or yeah, Final or Destination. Final Destination. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just felt like that, right? Yeah. Like, a dude's head just gets chopped off because a truck rolls over.
Well, that's what happens in the anime, too. You know, that was his first kill, you know, in the anime. Where he saw like a gang of thugs like harassing a woman at a quickie mark or something.
Yeah.
And then he like writes down, you know, like, because I don't know, like I guess like one of the other thugs called out his name, so he just literally just wrote down his name.
Wrote his name down, yeah.
Yeah. So and so was gonna get ran over by a truck. And then like as he's chasing down this woman to sexually do vile things to her, he gets ran over by a freaking garbage truck. Yeah, he gets
hit with the truck.
You know. And even that scene, compared to the anime, or to the movie, was done much better. You know, it was a lot more epic, a lot more suspenseful. Like, you're not sure if, like, the Death Note actually is real. You know, oh yeah, that's also the thing. Like, the whole, like, first two, three episodes, freaking, you have no aspect, like, of, I don't know, man. Just so much rage. This is my Star Wars.
This is your Star Wars.
All of anime is just my Star Wars. All anime adaptations.
I mean, obviously not Dragon Ball Evolution.
Mark, why do they hurt me so much?
That's a wonderful movie. Don't care what anyone says.
Oh, man.
That and Dragon Ball Super. Best anything Dragon Ball, those two.
Real talk. Best Dragon Ball movie. Real seriously.
Oh, Resurrection F.
Resurrection F?
Yeah.
For me, it was Broly.
Broly was pretty fire, too. But Resurrection F was like the... Because I didn't really grow up with Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So for like... I never really cared. It wasn't until I seen that one particular movie that I actually gained some interest.
Yeah.
And it was just because it was Beerus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe was it Battle of the Gods?
Yeah, Battle of the Gods. Okay, so he gets a lot more action in that one. No, yeah, freaking... But yeah, I didn't grow up with Dragon Ball Z either, or I wasn't allowed to watch it anyways, but I would, like, sneak an episode here or there. And I remember, like, I think the only movie I saw of Dragon Ball Z was the one Broly was in there. And, you know, I was like, dude, Broly.
Broly was actually pretty... yeah, I was going to say, like, there was one scene in that Broly movie where he, like, takes Goku and he moves Goku, but he makes Goku keep the same amount of velocity he was going to try to hit Broly with.
Yeah.
But he just hits the ground. There's something about that scene that was just like...
Yeah, they're reversed. Because Broly's, like, all brute force. I feel like Goku's the one who did, like, the...
Goku was, like, about to, like, just, like... really just lay him out and he did like a move where he moved like Goku out of the way like softly but he like Goku still was a like hit the ground with the same amount of energy he was gonna hit Broly with.
That's always beautiful to see, right? Just full on action sequences not being cut every 5 seconds like in that live action.
Well, the thing too, like with anime movies, they keep it to where you watch this and we're at a certain point in the show, right, with this one movie, and then the show just continues.
Yeah.
Which I feel like maybe you should keep that kind of system with a live action movie.
I guess. I mean, if you try to be optimistic about it more.
You know. Well, I mean, look, if it doesn't work, you know, just doing a straight up remake, maybe it'd be better if you just, hey, this one particular movie still takes place during this time. And then the show will continue on, and then, hey, it was that movie. Well, it's like, what was the.
Well, like every Dragon Ball movie. Oh, all of them? Both of them, you know.
No, but the one we had seen last year.
Something Two Heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, remember, like, that one just, and then you keep watching the show, and it just, you know, hey, it happened.
Yeah, that's what I do like about My Hero. Like, most, like, anime movies, they won't even, like, the show won't even, like, add up to them, or, like, they won't even reference them at all. But, like, My Hero, they freaking, like, they do, like, little adages here and there. Like, I remember, like, earlier in season 3, I think. They did, like, the trip to, like, the freaking island where the first movie took place on. Like, it was, like, mentioned blatantly in the show. So, I was like, oh, you know, they made it canonical. Or, like, they brought everything together. So, I like that part. And then, like, this one, I don't think they've done anything yet to suggest that they're going onto this trip to, like, you know, the second island for the second movie.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like, put it past them to actually do that eventually, you know?
No, My Hero Movie, that would probably be trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is too much to handle.
We'd probably get Sylvester Stallone as All Might.
As All Might. No, you know, it'd be Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. Oh, jeez. No, you know, he'd be the broken down All Might.
Oh, he'd be all the old skin. They'd make Val Kilmer today.
Yeah, exactly. No, they'll make All Might black. I know for a fact.
Idris Elba just to get focus groups happy.
Oh, you know what? Idris Elba could be the freaking fire guy. I forget his name.
Oh, Endeavor?
Yeah, Endeavor. I thought you could pull off Endeavor.
But there's so much in that show, dude. Like, where do you start? Do you start with the school tournaments again? Do you do the whole all for one? Do you focus on that part? Do you just do the show again, but with live action?
I mean, that's pretty much what everyone does in live actions, you know?
Yeah, but I was saying, but like, you'd be like, well, you didn't do this as good as the anime, because the anime did it way better.
Exactly. I think that's also the thing. That's the thing, you have the anime. You have time, like you said, but you also have just, you know, literally everything's unlimited. Like, your imagination's, like, the limit. Like, if you want this guy to be in space, boom, he's in space. You want this guy to be on another dimension, he's in another dimension.
Draw. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to cost you any CGI or anything.
Exactly. But then, you know, live action, of course, is, like, so many more steps involved to it. You know, I'm not knocking what animators have to go through to make these movies or shows.
Well, I'm sure it's difficult. Of course, and like anything else, it'd be difficult. But it's a lot better than trying to get a crew together to build a set and getting lighting rigs and all that type of stuff.
Exactly. But then, you know, like, but obviously they do a much better job regardless, though, of like creating like their own universe within the anime than compared to live action. Even though more work, I feel like, goes more into the live action part of it.
See, this always brings me back to like video game movies too. This must be the same. This has to be the same problem.
Except for God of War, like I suggested earlier, or last.
You know, if they made a God of War show or movie, it would be AIDS.
If they did it legitimately, exactly like I just said in the last pod, it would work 100%. Prequel of Faye, and you know, just her adventures, no mentions to like other gods or anything, but just have it naturally flow. It worked 100%.
And then you have Kratos show up.
Yeah, just Kratos show up at the end of the series, and then the show just ends there.
What if you did a movie based on the one we played? The one where you're supposed to go up a mountain?
I mean, I would just pretty much be like, why? You know, like, why would you make this? We have an entire cinematic experience, like, built into this video game. Why would you want to make it into a movie? Just for money's sake? I mean, obviously they're going to make it just for money, but it's going to fail, you know?
Well, that's always been it. Like, the same, like, four video games have always been in circulation.
Yeah.
It's been, like, God of War, Halo.
You mentioned it earlier also. Gears of War?
Yeah, Gears of War, like, three or four different times they've tried to.
Yeah.
Halo, God of War, and then I think probably, like, Call of Duty. I bet you, like, they've been trying to make a Call of Duty movie forever.
Stop. Call of Duty? Are you serious?
Well, yeah, because it's the name. Yeah. It's just the name alone. It's like, oh, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah, then you can literally do anything, you know. It's just another military movie.
Yeah, which I don't even know if those movies really have stories. I'm sure. I know they have campaigns and whatnot, but I don't know if you can make like a full on movie out of the story that surrounds itself around Call of Duty.
The video game.
Yeah.
Because then the video game just revolves itself around, you know, real life sort of, and then, you know, they've already made movies about that, you know.
Yeah, because it's military. Like, did you ever see that Tomb Raider movie?
I have not.
The new one?
I haven't. But they say it's good, right?
Like not at all. God, no.
The sequel or the first one?
No, the one with Alicia Vikander.
Yeah. Didn't they say it was a good one?
Well, no, because what it is, the problem is, it's like, all this stuff you're doing is the stuff you do in the game.
Oh.
So I'm almost watching the game, but in real life.
Yeah, so right? It's less fun.
So, like, you're watching it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember this part in the game, where you're like, there's a part where, you're walking across like an airplane, and you have to like walk it a certain way, or else it's gonna fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so like you're doing it in the movie.
Movie is it?
But you don't feel the same tension because it's like on the game you're trying to rock and sway back and forth and pressing X to try to move across it.
Yeah, and plus you're there, you know, like the way like it works is like you interacting and then like the character reacting to the way you move.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you feel even more involved and like more in like entranced into the scene, what's happening, right?
Right.
Than like you would in a movie, where you know how, like they say, like supposedly there's this trick where like, or this mental thing, like as long as you see like a character doing something in like a movie or a show, you kind of feel the same experience they're feeling in a way, like
right.
Whatever the
they're jumping across called. A canyon.
Yeah, you feel that sensation sort of, right?
Right.
I feel it'd be like a lesser version of that compared to, you know, the video game.
That's exactly the problem, exactly, right? Yeah. Where you're sitting there going, I could be playing the game right now. Yeah. But exactly. I'm not, because I'm watching this dumb movie.
Exactly. Oh, man. But yeah, and then freaking... But damn it. Damn, Mark. Going back to... Because I want to make like a mini series, like, you know how you did with your horror movies?
With the
anime movies too. Yeah. Different ones. But yeah, like... But yeah, like, also, like, what'd you say, think about the ending, though, of the movie?
So here's the thing. I haven't seen this movie since it probably came out. I only watched it that one time. So I remember there was a part where there was, like, a Ferris wheel.
Yeah. So the whole something thing that was happened... falling. Yeah, because the whole thing that happened at the end was Mira... I don't know what was her problem. I forgot about that part also. But, like, she wrote down Light's name in the Death Note. And then, like, the whole, like, time they were, like, at the Winter Formal or something, Light was trying to find the Death Note, take his name out, and then burn the page before he dies. Because I guess in this universe, that's how, like, the rules work. Like, if you're able to destroy the page before the death occurs, then, you know, you save yourself pretty much. So then, like, Light, like, freaking does his Deus Ex Machina, freaking finds the book, writes down... You know, Miro's name, of course, just to get back at her.
Right.
But then he, like, writes it so complex, like, her death, that he escapes death himself by writing himself in her death. So then, like, the way it works is he says, you know, Mira and Light fight after Wonder Formal at the fair. And then as they fight for the notebook, Light reaches for the notebook, tears out the page with his name on it, and the page burns up before he dies, and that's how he saves himself. But like everything crashes, and he like
yeah survives. Okay, so that part I remember.
Yeah, but then like freaking Mira, just the worst. Like she's even more whinier than freaking Hayden Christensen.
Yeah,
in Star Wars. Oh god, but yeah, just like their whole relationship. Also, it's like you guys were never actually boyfriend and girlfriend the entire time, like in the freaking show.
Right,
he was just using you the whole time. You're okay with it.
And then the movie...
Just like she should have been.
It doesn't even feel like they are.
Not exactly.
Well, because you always have to have, like, this big, like, third act in movies for some reason. So, you know, you have to have a big Ferris wheel. I wonder if, like, they were like, dude, there's a big Ferris wheel over there. Let's start shooting around it. let's just start shooting the movie around this big Ferris wheel.
Like, you know what the director's kid probably want to go to the Ferris wheel?
Yeah, exactly. He was like, hey, but I'm going to go to the fair.
Yeah, he wanted to write down his expense report.
Yeah, it's a business expense now going to be fair.
There you go.
God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the way they could have fixed the ending, though, was, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not very PC for nowadays, but they could have made Mira sacrifice herself for Light, even though knowing that she's being used, like it was, like, in the show, she pretty much, like, sacrificed her entire memory and, like, experiences just for Light, just because she loved him so much. I mean, like, it's really, like, chauvinistic and all that garbage. It's not very feminist, you know. It's not really...
I mean, I think the group of this show is mostly probably pretty male-based, I would think.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. You know, the whole point is we don't want to anger the female audience. So, like, they don't really want to do that aspect.
We need more money, David.
Make her seem more more used than she already is in the movie.
We don't need a male Gazorp-Zorp.
Gazorp-Zorp. Oh, man.
I guess it's got to be frustrating. I'm sure if they ever did it again, now you have to have this weird, like... Oh, man, I wonder if they're going to mess it up again. I'm sure, like, that thought probably gets in your head. Like, remember when they said they were going to do Avatar?
Oh, yeah, for Netflix?
Yeah.
It's still going on, isn't it? They just, you know, Corona hit and then everything screwed
up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Corona threw everything off.
Yeah. No, but yeah. All right, man. You want to give it a final grades for the movie and the show?
I'm going to give it a big, fat, I don't remember, F.
For either one?
No, for the show. The show's great. The
show's fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen the show once, and then I started watching it again. I didn't finish it, but...
Yeah, I'm going to give it a strong 9 myself. 9.5 for the show. And then the movie, I'm going to give it a nice, smooth 2. Nice, even 2 out of 10.
It's odd, man. There's not a lot of animes I watch that, like, wow, that was a waste of time. Very rarely does that ever happen.
Well, yeah, once you start, like, trying to watch more anime, you'll find them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I found freaking Fairy Tail. At first, it started off, you know, it started off amazing. You know, it was fun. It was action-packed. The action sequences were fine. The story was somewhat captivating at first. But then, like, you know, almost every other anime, it's like rinse, repeat everything from the beginning. So, like, it was just pretty much through redoing every fight scene, every emotional, like, you know, like a heavy moment in the show. Everything, just right. different characters. They're just revolving the table, or rotating the table around so everyone gets a little piece of the same action.
You know what gets a little bit of that is that when you showed me Parasite.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was one of them. I was like, this is
this is something.
This got kind of little. This got kind of old.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Parasite still better, way better than freaking Fairy Tale though.
I've never seen the Fairy Tale, but if you're not saying Fairy Tale's good,
yeah, I'd recommend against it.
I can at least take your word for it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend against it because, you know, because I think I watched like a good 150 episodes of it. And then I was like, I can't. I'm done.
You just can't do anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, there was like a lot of freaking, you know, appealing to the male-based audience, you know, a lot of like the fan stuff, fan service. But then like it got much heavier after like, you know, the 140th episode, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance, maybe it'll calm down. But no, it just kept getting worse, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm officially done with this show.
That's gotta be frustrating. We're like, bro, I've dedicated so much time to this, it can't be bad.
Exactly. But then it is, Mark, it's just so bad.
That's what happens when you're like a Jets fan or something. Jets fan. It just, it is what it is.
Yeah. And then like to like, then like freaking to like nail in the coffin at the end, like you start seeing clips of like the show again of Fairy Tale, which looked freaking amazing, but then you see clips which are even worse, which I think I mentioned before, where like there's just one guy who's like pretty much a god in the show, but he has like the power to like give everyone an orgasm. And that's literally his magic power, you know, he makes everyone have a continual.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's a wonderful power.
It is amazing. I would assume, you know, but like a continual.
Imagine doing non-stop. It like when someone doesn't want one though.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're like, they're just out
there like in public. Yeah. Yeah, like they're all like, there's a scene where like, you know, everyone's fighting this very climactic, you know, battle scene. Like there's two opposing armies fighting. You know, the main characters are in this deep, intense, like freaking discussion.
About to go down.
It is, and then freaking all of a sudden, this god's like, oh, you guys can't touch me because I'm gonna make you all come right now or yeah, something, you know. And then he just activates his power.
You can't fight at that point.
Yeah, you can't.
Which you've already blew your load. You're just like, I don't want to.
But it's like, I guess it's like times chill, 10 man. Than like yeah. it naturally would be. And but it's just like nonstop, legit. Like it's just literally as long as he wants, like an hour, like he would just keep it going. Oh, God, and you'll be man. On the floor like.
I think would you actually die?
I feel like you would, yeah. If you're just like excreting all those liquids.
Your body's literally just like, please stop. I don't know. There's supposed to be a recharge point.
Where's my lemon juice? I need my lemonade.
Name a muffin, Matt.
Name a muffin, Matt. Exactly. But yeah, those are our grades. Any recommends?
Do I have no recommends? I seen a movie called The Lodge.
The Lodge.
Yeah, that about? It's pretty creepy. I seen it yesterday. It's like a family. They go up to this lodge, and the mom, like, she just goes nuts with these two kids with her. It's very like a slow, creepy kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to be that.
Is it like a like supernatural or what is it?
No, it's just like mom just starts going nuts when she's up in the like it's just isolated up in this cabin.
That's it.
Yeah.
Huh. So it's pretty much she just has cabin fever.
Yeah. It's just like it's just a cool like, I mean Hulu's doing this thing where they're just kind of promoting all their own scary movies.
Oh okay.
Yeah. That's so I think it's a Hulu movie, but yeah, The Lodge.
Okay, for sure. You feel like that Hulu could give like Netflix a run for the money for any originals that they
might
have?
I think they kind of are. Like Castle Rock is kind of up there. I think that I wouldn't say go like original content.
Yeah.
With Netflix, because Netflix already has a game beat. Like, yeah. They're putting out a show like every other month.
Yeah, I imagine the Amazon. I feel like they're giving the most strong run for their money though, with The Boys, you know, and then a couple of the shows I've seen.
Well, because they're starting to, right? You have, like, yeah. 3 or 4 shows that are already kind of getting there. What Hulu could do better than probably both of those
yeah.
is how they get their live TV.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Because, like, they have, like, all the sports. They have all of that for, like, $50. Like, even YouTube can't even do that now.
Yeah.
Because they bumped up the price. But, like, if you still want to keep cable, you go through Hulu.
Nice. So, like, they're pretty much, like, running, like, cable and Comcast all, like...
I would say, yeah, just like, keep that part of the market, right, where you're, like... Because everyone, sports will never get old.
I mean, they kind of have been.
I mean, not football. Like, basketball is probably more.
No, they're all washed. They're just more popular than it is
now, yeah. Baseball's the one that might die in, like, 10 years.
Oh, definitely.
But, like, the other one's not really. No. You know, but, like, you get as much of that, like, out of it. Where it's, like, you could get, like, your Hulu stuff that's, like, Castle Rock or, what other stuff is on Hulu?
I don't know, I've just been watching a lot of shows like I've missed out on as a childhood, like without a childhood.
Oh, okay. So well, yeah, they also got that part of it too. I feel like if they just keep going on that niche in that direction.
Yeah.
Hulu will be around for a while, yeah.
Nice.
But I wouldn't say, like, let's just start making, like, a bunch of our own shows.
Like Netflix did?
Yeah, like...
Spamming?
Netflix already did it because they were the only ones doing it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, because like, they had a goal to, like, have, like, a good 70% or 6% of their content be original, right?
And plus, too, man, Netflix, they'll put out, like, 10 brand new shows
yeah.
in a month, and, like, 7 of them will fail. But, like, it'll still get somewhat of an audience, right?
Yeah.
Enough people will stick around for Netflix for just that one crappy show, right? Like, 13 Reasons Why has been around forever.
Yeah.
And it just ended after, like, 5 seasons.
Yeah, when it first came out, like, I heard, like, a bunch of, like, good things about it.
First season was great.
Yeah.
But well, then after that, it got washed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly what I kept hearing. Yeah.
So I was going to say, I don't think Hulu could play that game.
They just got to stay in their lane. Have 1-2 shows come out every once in a while.
I mean, honestly, I could eat my words after a while, but I don't feel like that's the direction they should go.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good little, you know.
Yeah. So, I think The Lodge is, I think, one of their original movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know if I have anything to recommend, honestly. I was going to say...
Are you going to save it for the Tenet episode?
No, like, I just didn't think of anything. But I did start literally watching the show before I came over here. It's called Evil. I know, like, I forgot, like, where it started on, like, what channel, like, you know, what network or whatever. But, like, it's pretty much, like, about, like a priest or a priest in training, I guess. Like, partners up with, like, a DEA investigator to, like, prove cases or, like, to, like, find out if cases are actually, you know, like, supernatural. If, like, the defendant is, like, possessed or there's something going on or if they're actually just crazy. You know, and then, like, I literally just watched, like, the first 15 minutes. It was pretty funny, though, I'm not gonna lie, because freaking, like, the first case they go see is, like, they have this guy who thinks he's possessed. Or he doesn't think he's possessed, but, you know, whenever, like, they show him the cross or, like, he started, like, reciting some, like, prayer, he starts going crazy, starts speaking Latin. So they're, like, thinking he's actually possessed. And, like, the lady, she's a DEA agent or whatever agent, she goes to investigate the house of the wife or whatever. And then she has, like, a paralysis dream. Or it's not determined if it's a dream yet or it's, like, actual things going on. But she sees, like, this demon, like, appear in her room.
Uh-huh.
And just the dialogue between them was hilarious to me. Because this guy was, like, just, like, I don't know. It was kind of funny because he was just walking around.
Was he actually possessed?
I don't know. It wasn't the guy. It was the demon, like, walking around in her room. And she was like, oh, hi. And she was like, oh, my God, this isn't real. This is real. He's like, your eyes are open, aren't they? Seems pretty real to me. But if that's not real, then I'm not really doing this.
Is this like a real TV show?
Yeah, it's a real show. And then he pisses in the corner.
A real demon?
A real demon, like, pissing in the corner.
Do they get him on camera?
No. Like, it's just, like, her, but then she doesn't know if she's dreaming or not. Or it's a real dream, like, a real demon.
Oh, she's just saying this?
No, dude, like, it's a show, you know?
Okay, so this demon.
Yeah?
They actually show footage of him.
It's not... What footage? It's a show. It's just a... It's a show. Fantasy. Fiction.
Oh, I'm sitting here thinking it's like a documentary.
Oh, no, dude. It's just a show. I didn't say it was like documentary or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm like sitting there like, that's cool.
That'd be dope, yeah.
Like, I kind of want that. I kind of want to see that.
We finally have proof of the afterlife.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, no. And then like the demon just like, I don't know, he's just like real rapey.
Yeah.
So he pulls the covers under and then like she's paralyzed, right? So she's like, oh, let's see what we got under here. Like, is this a cesarean section right here? And then like it just like she wakes up because the kids like run in. Because they hear her screaming. But yeah, like, so far it's interesting. Like, I'm going to keep watching it, you know.
Did they have to summon him by melting gold or whatever that thing was?
I'm on the first episode right now, oh, okay. So I don't know.
If you see them starting to melt gold,
yeah.
You know it's getting good.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, so I guess my partial recommendation would be that, because so far it's interesting, you know. But
yeah, what the streaming service is on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix, of course. Most of the things I recommend is going to be on Netflix. But yeah, I'd recommend those.
Cool.
Anything else, Mark?
No. We're gonna do our Tenet episode
soon, sometime.
Very, very,
hopefully.
Very soon. I watched a couple YouTube videos.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, bro, I was gonna watch it a third time, and I was like, I still feel like I wouldn't catch all of it.
Honestly, I don't understand what's so confusing about it.
It just that movie lost me like halfway through it, man. For some reason, it's like as soon as that girl got shot.
Oh, in reverse.
Yeah, and they're like, we need to save her. After that, I was like, I blanked somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like the movie, like, I fell asleep and I just didn't realize it.
I mean, I guess, you know, like, for me, it's more like, you know, it's more like a convenience at the end where like something's don't happen. We'll talk about it later on the
pod. Yeah, I was gonna say we'll definitely
get it. Yeah, exactly.
So. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Go to Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook. Check out all our content on there.
Oh yeah. Also, don't we have Patreon?
We do not have a Patreon. No. Not
no. Yet. I have a Patreon. Just send me directly.
Yeah. Just send you the money.
Yeah. Venmo me. You know, David Montana. There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
Venmo.
All right, guys. We are out.
Bye.